This is KUAR 89.1. I'm Daniel Breen. As part of a voter-approved expansion of casino gaming in Arkansas, the state's two racetracks are constructing new casino space and high-rise hotels. But as Arkansas Business reports in this week's issue, the tracks are taking very different approaches. Reporter Kyle Massey with Arkansas Business has been talking with executives from Oaklawn Jockey Club in Hot Springs and Southland Racing Corporation in West Memphis, and he joins me now. Hey, Kyle.
Hi, Daniel.
So Southland is planning to promote itself as, quote, the region's premier casino, while Oaklawn is saying this will just be another amenity for its horse racing. If you could just explain to me how they've come to have such different approaches to this.
Oaklawn is very proud of its 115-year-old thoroughbred racing tradition, and it's also become one of the top handful of tracks in the country. So I think that it's a little wary of being sort of typecast as another racetrack that's sort of gone down the casino route and put racing on the back burner. They want to make it clear to everyone that racing is still their mainstay and that gaming, including the new casino gambling that was approved by voters last year, will be an addition but not the main point of their enterprise.
I was just wondering if we could go back to the last time the state law changed regarding casinos back in 2005 when both Oaklawn and Southland added electronic gaming. Sort of what was the approach that each facility took back then, and how does it differ to what we're seeing now?
Well, the electronic games of chance, games of skill, were made legal in 2005. Both Southland, which is, of course, the dog racing track in West Memphis, and Oaklawn, the horse racing track in Hot Springs, they both opened gaming spaces that feature electronic games that were allowed under state law, but not casino games like craps tables, roulette wheels, blackjack tables. Those sort of things have been until this recent vote, still outlawed in Arkansas. Both Southland and Oaklawn, made hay out of that, with gaming becoming a big revenue producer for both enterprises. But at Southland, it became an even bigger thing because, in general, dog racing, greyhound racing, has faced some challenges that thoroughbred racing has not.
Right. I did want to ask you about sort of the greyhound racing aspect of this. You know, there's only just a handful of states that still have functioning greyhound racetracks, and Arkansas is one of them. But I guess, and correct me if I'm wrong, Southland really isn't seen as being, you know, very exclusive. It's really Oaklawn that's sort of the star of the casino gaming landscape here in Arkansas. I'm just wondering, is that just because of Oaklawn's history, or sort of why is Southland trying to downplay the fact that they are a greyhound racing track?
Well, there are certain problems with greyhound racing. There's a lot of there are a lot of animal welfare type issues involved. Now, those certainly extend to thoroughbred racing as well. But since dogs are man's best friend, and that the greyhounds have been sort of perceived as not getting a fair break after their racing career, and I think that the fact that they're racing dogs as opposed to animals that have been ridden and raced by humans for thousands of years has something to do with that. And I think certainly the animal welfare element has played a part in that. Plus, dog racing is just not as popular as horse racing. Sometimes you could go to Southland and see the gaming area filled with people and see only a few hundred people watching the races. And that's not the case at Oaklawn. Attendance at Oaklawn was over 500,000 people last year. That's an estimate because they don't actually charge admission. But the handle, the betting amount, has been up for a decade or more continuously. And people get excited about going to the horse races in a way that I don't experience people getting the same excitement out of greyhound racing.
So I guess would it be fair to say that Oaklawn sort of has a competitive edge with the fact that they are a horse racing track? You mentioned in your piece that Southland is essentially, you know, since they're just emphasizing casino gaming, they're going to have to compete with other casinos in Arkansas as well as, you know, in North Mississippi. I guess, is this sort of insulating Oaklawn from that competition?
Well, there's one thing, certainly West Memphis is in the realm of Tunica, and Mississippi casinos had a big start. And then, of course, the revenue fell off, competition increased, and many of these casinos have had to close. Oaklawn has a number of advantages geographically. Number one, it's in Hot Springs, which has a national park. It's one of the most picturesque sort of little cities in not just in Arkansas, but in many states around. So Hot Springs is already a significant a tourist draw. There are other attractions there. The horse racing of certainly has you know, more than a century of tradition here in Arkansas. And for that, those reasons and many others, Oaklawn is in a good position, and they see themselves sort of at a place where they can enhance their racing with the revenue that they get through the casino.
Yeah, so you did mention what's going on in Tunica. There was a great LA Times article sort of detailing sort of the bust that Tunica is in right now and sort of the boom and bust cycle that they had with casino gaming. I'm just wondering, does this play at all into Southland's approach? Are they directly trying to get people from Memphis or North Mississippi to come there instead of going to Tunica? Or is this also, I guess, you write in your piece that Southland will be competing with the new casino in Jefferson County, but I guess how does that also play into their approach, knowing that Tunica is just the 30-minute drive away?
Well, I think that they're very wary. They're very aware that competition has increased. But then again, this the ability to bring in games like blackjack and the other casino staples, that only helps them because many. It would seem to me that it would only help them because they will draw some people that would much rather in eastern Arkansas go to West Memphis than to try to cross the river somewhere and get over to Tunica. And I think that it's that ease and that access to the people, not just in eastern Arkansas, but also in Memphis, which is a major metropolitan area. That they'll be in a little bit better position to compete with casino games than they were without them. On the other hand, Oaklawn has a lot of advantages. It's more central location for one thing. I mean, it's only a little over an hour from Little Rock, if that. And a lot of people are drawn from probably 100 or 150 mile radius to Oaklawn that I don't think that Southland could count on that sort of radius.
So while we're on that subject, I know your latest piece in Arkansas Business is just about Oaklawn and Southland, but I'm just wondering, I'm curious about the approach that the other two casinos in Arkansas, one will be in Pope County, one in Jefferson County. I'm just wondering what sort of their approach is. As far as we know right now, it's still in the very early stages, but sort of how are they going to compete with having these two sort of titans of gaming in Arkansas that also have sort of a bit of an edge, especially in Oaklawn's case, that it offers racing?
Here's an interesting thing about the amendment. The amendment writes Oaklawn and Southland into the state constitution. These casino licenses were designated for those two entities. The other two casinos, the one in that's going to be in Jefferson County, that one is moving forward. There's even more doubts about the one in Polk County because the people of Polk County did not go for the casino amendment. They voted in that one county against it. So that's complicated matters. There have been issues about what local government officials can offer their approval to it. Their outgoing officials, those that did give their approval in Polk County, are no longer considered valid in that arena because they've been replaced by other officials who seem to be against the casino. So the Polk County casino is in considerably more question for those reasons to begin with. Now, the Jefferson County Casino, that's going to be in Pine Bluff. Pine Bluff is in the middle of a major effort to try to revitalize. I know that sounds like redundant to people who've been in Arkansas a long time. It seems like there have been countless efforts to revitalize Pine Bluff, but they actually seem to be gaining some momentum down there. And there are other projects that could and businesses that could definitely benefit from any kind of shot in the arm for the Pine Bluff area. And I think that they're looking forward to this as a job creator and as an opportunity to assert a locale down there in Pine Bluff to bring some people in. I think their chance of having some success down there with that casino is probably pretty good.
Well, I just had a question about Oaklawn, if we could go back to that. So in your piece, and also when the officials at Oaklawn first announced this expansion, they sort of repeated over and over that this sort of had nothing to do with the casino amendment. I was just wondering, you know, not to ask you to, you know, divine the motives of Oaklawn officials, but I'm just wondering, you know, were they really serious with this? Would they have undertaken such a major casino expansion if they would have just been allowed to, you know, have those electronic games of chance or skill, as you call them?
Well, let me just put it this way, and that would be that Mr. Sella, Louis Sella, the president of Oaklawn Jockey Club, insists that this expansion was well in the works before the vote, et cetera. But let's just put it this way. The actual announcement of this expansion came shortly after the vote. In fact, it came on just the following week. So I'm not going to say, I think that they are sincere in their dedication to racing and the Oaklawn tradition. But I think I would take it with a grain or two of salt that the expansion has nothing to do with the vote to allow casino gambling.
I guess my final question would be just the standard. What will this mean for Arkansas? What is going to be sort of the economic impact? I know it's a lot of the revenues from casinos going to be taxed, I believe, and a lot of that's going to go to the general revenue fund, might go to highway funding. Just sort of, if you could just give me a breakdown as to sort of how this is going to affect Arkansas's economy.
First of all, there's going to be hundreds of jobs involved, thousands when you count the construction jobs, but both Southland and Oaklawn are expecting hundreds of new jobs, and the revenue that the casinos will be subject to a 13% tax on the first $150 million of revenue, and then all after that, it's a 20% tax. So a lot of that, most of it, 55% will go to the state's general revenue fund, about 20% will go to the casino's home city if it's in a city, that money will go to the county if it's in an unincorporated area. But, 17.5% will go to the Racing Commission for purses for horse racing, and 8% will go to the home county, you know, if the casino's in a city. So all of this, I think, will have a major impact, not only on jobs and in the immediate areas economically, but also it has a chance to be a significant revenue producer for the state.
That is reporter Kyle Massey. His latest article in Arkansas Business is titled Oaklawn and Southland, A Tale of Two Expansions. Kyle, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Daniel.
This is KUAR 89.1.